The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. I have wonderful personal news, and that is yesterday I was diagnosed as negative. My COVID is over, and I'm delighted to report that to you. The many people who wished my death on the internet, the world of the left is an especially mean world. It's a question that I've dealt with all of my life. Are mean people attracted to the left, or does the left make otherwise decent people mean? I think the answer is both, but there is no question that there is a cruelty in the human condition on the left that is not to be found nearly as much on the right. There's no doubt about it. Everybody listening knows that to be true. And why that is a very it's a very tough question. Why do people choose to be despicable? Don't know. Don't know exactly. I have theories. In any event, I have registered as negative. The therapeutics that I took were magnificent. I believed in them for the last year and a half as prophylactics and then as therapeutics. I agree with Harvey Risch. I believe he's at, where is he, at Yale? The epidemiologist, I don't know if we'll have him on today, but I do want him on again. And There are many who do believe that vast numbers of Americans died needlessly because the medical establishment has been corrupted by the left, just as everything else in society has. And people died because they were not given therapeutics. They're still saying at the New York Times the gigantic lie that the purpose of ivermectin is as a horse dewormer, as if people are taking it and doctors are prescribing it to people not knowing that it is also a multi-purpose drug. Many drugs are used on animals. To describe it as a horse dewormer is a New York Times lie. New York Times lie is a big lie. It's a big lie. It's equal to the Washington Post lie. They all lie. And I called them out on it, and it drives them crazy. It drives them crazy that I don't live in fear. One of the animating impulses of people on the left is they're scared. That's why they have safe spaces on campuses. They're scared of dissent. They're scared of male-female differences. They're just scared of life, not to mention scared of death. Very difficult to deal with people who live in fear. Fear is a huge motivator, and courage is a huge antidote to fear. Indeed, I'll tell you what else is. Reason. Reason is an antidote to fear. And so, for all those wishing me a quick demise, bad news for you, I'm fine. There's no guarantee that you will be fine in life. There is no such thing. I don't walk around thinking I'm guaranteed. I don't believe that God will necessarily protect me more than the next guy. I don't know if I am more worthy than the next guy. But I do believe in reason, and I do believe far more in science than the scientists do. Scientists believe in the CDC. And I believe in science. So there you go. And that is So let's see. Interesting how, all right, people, that's fascinating. All right, 1-8-PRAGER-776. I spoke to you for the last few days about COVID and about vaccine. There is a fetish on the vaccine issue. The fact that people who have had COVID are not considered to be, to have antibodies, and that they too have to get vaccinated, that should be proof to you that the issue of the vaccine is a fetish. That's all it is. It's an irrational fetish. Why people who have natural immunity have to get a vaccine and should be fired from their place of work. Anyway, people shouldn't be fired from their jobs to begin with. This is a first in American history. When you go back to 1905 and the famous case of the man who was fined $5, he wasn't fired from his job. He wasn't rendered incapable. The guy wouldn't take a smallpox vaccine. He wasn't rendered incapable of work. He was fined $5, which I guess, I don't know what that would be in today. Would it be $500? Is it? I mean, it would be a serious sum of money, but it didn't render him incapable of feeding his family. The hatred of Americans who won't take a vaccine, the hatred that has been fostered by this despicable president. I've never described the president as despicable. He's a despicable man. He is the most disuniting president. He makes Trump look like Mr. Unity. Yeah. The dividing of America. His inaugural address was despicable. Systemic racism in America. Never has there been an anti-American inaugural address. Only by this despicable man named Joe Biden, this crook who enriched his family while he was in the Senate. Man who sat in his basement the entire time running for president. It's a very bad time in this country. However, it'd be a lot better if people had the courage to fight the left. Barry Weiss, I'd like to read to you from her piece. Barry Weiss was a reporter, a major reporter for the New York Times when she quit that lying newspaper, to her great credit. We got here because of cowardice. We get out with courage, by Barry Weiss, from her own website. Persuasion, the purpose of argument, is replaced with public shaming. Moral complexity is replaced with moral certainty. Facts are replaced with feelings. Ideas are replaced with identity. Forgiveness is replaced with punishment. Debate is replaced with deplatforming. Diversity is replaced with homogeneity of thought. Inclusion with exclusion. In this ideology, speech is violence. But violence, when carried out by the right people in pursuit of a just cause, is not violence at all. In this ideology, bullying is wrong unless you are bullying the right people, in which case it's very, very good. In this ideology, education is not about teaching people how to think. It's about re-educating them in what to think. In this ideology, the need to feel safe trumps the need to speak truthfully. In this ideology, if you do not tweet the right tweet or share the right slogan, your whole life can be ruined. Just ask Tiffany Riley, a Vermont school principal who was fired, because she said she supports Black Lives, but not the organization Black Lives Matter. In this ideology, intentions don't matter. That is why Emmanuel Cafferty, a Hispanic utility worker at San Diego Gas and Electric, was fired for making what someone said he thought was a white supremacist hand gesture, when in fact he was cracking his knuckles out of his car window. I didn't know about that story. Did you? Man fired from his job because somebody thought he was making a white supremacist hand gesture? A Hispanic utility worker? Yeah, I'll tell you, if there's any group known for its white supremacists, it's Hispanics. Well, if Larry could be the, Larry Elder could be the black face of white supremacy, then Emmanuel Cafferty could be the Hispanic face of white supremacy. And you know who believe these lies? The best educated. 1-8-PRAGER-776. We continue.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Okay, y'all, Dennis Prager here, reading to you from Barry Weiss about what is happening in this country. We got here because of cowardice. We get out with courage. And she gives examples here. People fired. The Vermont school principal fired because she said she supports Black Lives, but not the organization Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is a hate organization. If you support it, you support hatred in this country. Undiluted, left-wing, Marxist hatred. Okay? Period. Everybody knows that. No, not everybody. Most people know that. Most people know much of what the left stands for is a lie. But you can't say it. I say it. Just as I say that it is better to have natural immunity than to get a vaccine. I've never said people shouldn't get a vaccine. I'm lied about. I was lied about in the Washington Post, on CNN. I'll play for you the CNN way of Chris Cuomo's way of distorting what I said. It's lying on CNN comes so naturally that I don't even believe they're aware of the fact that they lie. And I will play it for you. This is what we have entered. So she gives example, another one, of a Hispanic utility worker in San Diego fired because somebody said, made a white supremacist hand gesture. He was, in fact, cracking his knuckles out of his car window. You're guilty if one person on the left says you're guilty. In this ideology, she continues, Barry Weiss, the equality of opportunity is replaced with equality of outcome as a measure of fairness. If everyone doesn't finish the race at the same time, the course must have been defective. Thus the argument to get rid of the SAT or the admissions test for public schools like Stuyvesant in New York or Lowell in San Francisco. In this ideology, you are guilty for the sins of your fathers. In other words, you are not you. You are only a mere avatar of your race or your religion or your class. That is why third graders in Cupertino, California, were asked to rate themselves in terms of their power and privilege in third grade. Wow. Yeah. Third graders rating themselves in terms of power and privilege. The people teaching your kids in most cases are ruining your children. Just so you'll know. One high schooler in New York tells me, writes Barry Weiss, students in his school are told, if you are white and male, you are second in line to speak. This is considered a normal and necessary redistribution of power. What we call cancel culture is really the justice system of this revolution. And the goal of the cancellation is not merely to punish the person being canceled. The goal is to send a message to everyone else. Step out of line and you are next. It's worked. A recent Cato study found that 62% of Americans are afraid to voice their true views. That's why I have a large listenership. The thing that people say to me the most when they meet me is thank you for speaking out. It gives me comfort to hear truth, and I don't blame them. I understand why I would. Yep, 62% of Americans are afraid to voice their true views. All 62% are on the right, because that's what the left does. They shut you down. The left has always done that, from Lenin to the present. Nearly a quarter of American academics endorse ousting a colleague for having a wrong opinion about hot-button issues. What, a quarter of American academics? I'm sure it's more than that. Ousting a colleague for having a wrong opinion about hot-button issues such as immigration or gender differences. And nearly 70% of students favor reporting professors if the professor says something that students find offensive, according to a Chaley Institute for Global Innovation survey. 70% of students. It reminds me of something I don't think I've ever mentioned. I find the most scary of all horror movies, Monster Children. I wonder if that's a normative view. Children who are monsters are even scarier than adults who are monsters. And what the left has produced in too many cases are child monsters. Very scary. It's a very scary thing. 70% of students favor reporting professors. Wow. This is without the Gestapo, we're producing Hitler Youth. This is without the Communist Party, we're producing Komsomolniks, the Soviet Communist Youth League. That's the state of things. This is a very powerful piece by Barry Weiss. We're going to put it up at DennisPrager.com. And we continue. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and top picks on the best coins and bullion. As environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal up to 600 100,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick at AmFed Coin and Bullion to find out more. I've been friends with Nick for years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. That's a very big statement, by the way. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com. Hi, everybody. I have a terrific talent on the line and a wonderful human being, Justin Folk. I worked with him for a couple of years. He directed No Safe Spaces. Magnificent job. The whole crowd that made that movie did a great job. The movie is a great movie. And now he has a new mini-doc for PragerU called Trading Up, Our Case for Trade Schools. Boy, does that case need to be made. Justin, I haven't seen you in a week.
It's been a while, Dennis. Good to talk to you. How are you feeling?
I'm actually I'm negative. I'm over COVID.
Yeah, and to be expected. I mean, you were very well prepared. You've been preaching it, and now you've lived it. You've had the therapeutic treatment lined up, and you've proven that it works.
I think so. And as I mentioned, a lot of people in this country wished that I would drop dead. It's an eerie thing. It doesn't bother me for me because I don't care. It does bother me for the country that there are so many people who, if you advocate therapeutics, they want you to die.
Yeah, it's really disturbing. I read some of those tweets. I just couldn't believe what people were saying about you, Dennis. And that just reveals just how vile and evil they are. So, you know, good on you for feeling good. And I'm feeling good too, Dennis, as you know, that I was positive as well. I think we got COVID together. And by the way, I wouldn't get COVID with anybody else in the world rather than with you, Dennis. It was I don't want to make light of the virus, but I also was looking forward to natural immunity and beating this thing with therapeutics as well. So,
all right, everybody, I apologize. It was totally not in my hands. Let me explain very, very briefly. I'm broadcasting from my house because I had COVID. Actually, I could have gone into the studio, but I'm obeying the rules of number of days out. I am negative. I am not positive for COVID. I am very happy to tell you that. I'm fine. But still broadcasting from home when simply for reasons I have no idea, the entire internet in this house went down. So I'm using a special box to broadcast, but I can't take the calls as I usually do because that relies on the house internet. Anyway, I'm back with Justin Folk. Justin is the fantastic filmmaker who was directed No Safe Spaces. So I worked with him for years. He is a joy. He's a wonderful human being and a very talented director. And he now has something up for a PragerU on trade schools. What is it titled, Justin?
It's called Trading Up, Our Case for the Trade Schools.
By the way, when you got knocked off, were you talking about us and COVID?
I was. Apparently, somebody didn't want us talking about that.
Well, go ahead.
As you know, I tested positive the same day that you did, along with you. I was excited to get the natural immunity and had the therapeutics ready to go, and I'm feeling great and don't want to make light of this virus, but there are treatments available, and I'm so glad you're feeling better, and I'm feeling good, and I'm celebrating 7 days of natural immunity here. So,
yeah, the issue is not making light of. If anybody makes light of it, is the people who make light of the therapeutics. We're not making light of the virus. we take it seriously enough to have taken a whole regimen of therapeutics. It's somewhat right. of a farce to dismiss us as making light of the virus. The fact that we don't believe that the only way to fight it is through a vaccine doesn't mean we take it lightly. It's completely dishonest. Anyway, let's talk about this very important documentary. So what's the thesis?
Well, you know, Dennis, go back to No Safe Spaces. You and I spent a lot of time on college campuses, and we just saw the cultural and intellectual rot that was taking place in people's kids' minds and the indoctrination. And so, you know, making this movie about the trades is actually very therapeutic for me because, you know, I really show that there are other options out there available for young people that want to get ahead in life, make a living, and get an education. And so this documentary touches on all the trades that are available out there and that this country needs right now. You know, our country needs more skilled tradespeople. About half the trades workforce is going to retire in the next 10 years. And we could use a lot more skilled tradespeople out there and maybe a lot less people with gender studies degrees and, you know, $100,000 of debt. So this movie goes into talking about the importance of trades, talking about how well you can do in the trades. I got to work with a couple great guys on this film. Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs is in the film. Robert Kiyosaki, the Rich Dad, Poor Dad author, is in the film. But more importantly, the story itself centers around a real-life example of somebody that didn't choose the traditional path and has benefited greatly from learning a skilled trade. Chloe Hudson is a young female welder, and she works for Joe Gibbs Racing and Joe Gibbs Aviation, building parts for NASCAR race cars and experimental aircraft. And Chloe was a recipient of the Work Ethic Scholarship Program from Micro Works Foundation. That's how we found her. And she's an incredible, inspiring story. Instead of going into hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt to become a surgeon like she wanted to be, she went to trade school and learned how to weld. And she loves her job. She does very, very well financially. She's actually sponsored by Lincoln Electric, which is a manufacturer of welding machines. And, you know, the film, I think, is worth watching just for her. I mean, she's a total star. And so, you know, the film goes into a lot of things in regard to the trades. It talks about the massive PR campaign that has been happening in this country for the last 40 years that's being pushed by universities to convince students and parents that there's no future if you don't get a typical four-year degree. And you'll just end up as a fat guy named Bubba with a, you know, with a butt crack hanging out and turning a wrench. And that's just patently false. The trades have a big stigma to overcome, and it's people like Chloe Hudson that are breaking that stigma. So, you know, and one thing I want to point out, Dennis, too, is this documentary is not anti-education at all. It's actually very pro-education. You yourself, Dennis, are very pro-education. You've been spending your whole life educating people, and of course you created PragerU. But the film makes the case that education is not a one-size-fit-all endeavor. I mean, obviously, if you want to be a doctor, you have to go to medical school. But if you're a young person and you can learn skills that'll make you valuable to society without having your mind corrupted, you know, with indoctrination at a four-year university.
Right. All right. Let me get back to you, Justin. This is huge. The film is up at PragerU.com. And it's extremely inspiring. Hi, everybody. Justin Folk, the documentary film director, directed No Safe Spaces, now a PragerU mini-doc, trading up our case for trade schools. So what is the story in the United States right now? Are trade schools enrolling a lot more people?
You know, I think they are. I hope so. We definitely need it. There's a huge void to fill. We need these workers. I know trade schools are getting more and more creative. In the film, we actually profile a charter school in Colorado, which is actually grades 6th grade to 12, where they're teaching young people trades right away. So that once they leave high school, they'll get an associate's degree and they're ready to work immediately. So I think the trade schools are doing well. If you look at what you can make coming out of trade school, just as a starting salary, it's really astounding. And you don't have all the debt to go with it. So I think a lot of people need to look at trade schools. And I think people need to keep in mind the trades aren't just, it's not just plumbing and heating. You know, there's all kinds of different trades out there for different types of people. You know, to be a chef, that's a tradesman. Air traffic controllers, we have a shortage of air traffic controllers in this country, and their starting salary is above six figures in a lot of cases. So there's a big case to be made for young people that really want opportunity to go and take a look at the trade schools that are out there.
I never thought of air traffic control as a trade school subject.
Yeah, sure. They have their own trade school. It's put on by the FAA, and I'm not entirely sure how long the course is. I think it's maybe a couple years, but once they graduate, you know, they have a very, very high-paying job waiting for them. And, I mean, we've seen recently that we really need air traffic controllers to keep our planes in the air and safe.
Well, you did a great job. The mini doc is up at PragerU.com. It could change your child's life or your life for the better, trading up our case for trade schools. And let me just say, Justin, that should it ever happen again, you're the guy I'd want to get COVID with.
That warms my heart, Dennis. It really does. Likewise.
You're a terrific guy. You really are. It's an honor to work with you. Trading up our case for trade schools. Somehow I think that the country would do a lot better with more people in trade schools than in regular colleges. We'll be back.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.